Welcome to the Faculty of Education at York University podcast, episode 1. I'm your host, Anderson Coward. So glad that you could join us. On today's episode, we'll be speaking with Carmen Camuti, the coordinator of the Bachelor of Education Technological Education Program here in the Faculty of Education, to find out more about this innovative and exciting program. Welcome, Carmen.
So, Carmen, how did you get involved in technological education?
My involvement in technological education started at high school. There was a rotation throughout the tech areas where we had an opportunity to explore the different tech areas. I had a real interest in graphic arts printing and went on to serve an apprenticeship prior to my getting into teaching.
The Ontario government recently announced plans to create a stronger apprenticeship system for Ontario. How can York's Tech Ed program support this by helping to meet the need for skilled tradespeople?
There is a shortage of skilled tradespeople in Ontario, as well as a shortage of qualified technological education teachers. As I mentioned in my previous question, exposure to opportunity is key. Without Tech Ed programs in our schools, students won't have an opportunity to become familiar with them. So by certifying skilled tradespeople to come into our schools to teach, we then have students become aware of the trades and the opportunities that are available to them in hope that they will pursue, like I did and so many have in the past.
So Carmen, there are a few other universities out there that offer similar programs. What sets York's Tech Ed program apart from the others?
York's program is the only program that integrates general studies teacher candidates with Tech Ed teacher candidates, so that everyone graduates with a Bachelor of Education. York's program is structured to give Tech Ed teachers full access to the profession. It recognizes and gives credit for apprenticeship time, post-secondary education, and a Bachelor of Ed program towards an undergraduate degree should the Tech Ed teacher not have one. This in turn will ensure full access to the profession so that teachers can move forward and apply for administrative positions in schools and with boards.
How does someone make the transition from working in the trades to teaching?
The Ontario College of Teachers has a variety of pathways to make the transition to become a certified teacher in Ontario. With a post-secondary diploma or degree, you require an additional 2 years of work-related experience. You can also apply with 5 years of work-related experience to become certified.
So, Carmen, the skilled trades are sometimes looked at as a secondary career choice by high school students and their parents. How can the technological education program at York change that perception?
Historically, the perception has been that there's a disconnect between the hand and the mind. Nothing can be further from the truth. Today's complex skilled trades require skill sets that involve the hand and the mind working together. For example, many lives every day are dependent on an aircraft's mechanic's knowledge and skill. The York Technological Education Program incorporates the creative, innovative, and problem-solving aspect of Tech Ed and how it relates to general studies programs. Numeracy, literacy, financial literacy, as well, are just some examples. There's also an emphasis on global competencies.
I want to thank our guest, Carmen Camuti, for joining us to talk about the Bachelor of Education degree in Technological Education. To find out more about this program, please visit our website at edu.yorku.ca and follow us on our social channels, Twitter and Facebook, at York U Education. Once again, I'm your host, Anderson Coward. Thanks for joining us and stay tuned for the next edition of the Faculty of Education at York University's podcast.